You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Finding ways to keep people safer indoors during the school year and cold weather months has caused some folks to turn to a technology called ionization. Now, the modern version of this centuries-old technology is called needlepoint bipolar ionization. And a Nampa company has been installing it in Treasure Valley businesses, in healthcare buildings, and schools and city-owned facilities in Boise. So joining us today to talk about this technology is Global Plasma Solutions founder and chief technical officer, Charlie Waddell, engineer Dan Russell with Norbrin Equipment Company in Nampa, and Jason Clay, director of operations for the McCall Donnelly School District, which has installed this technology in all of its buildings. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Charlie, let's start with you and just give us a quick overview, I mean, layman's terms, right, on what this is and how it works.
Yeah, it's a long description. Needlepoint bipolar ionization, or NPBI, as we call it for short, is a way to electronically clean the air. We take building voltage, we step that voltage up to a high voltage and apply it to a sharp tip, thus the name needlepoint, and we send these ions with the supply air or the conditioned air into the occupied space. And so as you can imagine, that's a huge advantage, you know, as we're trying to fight COVID-19, because it's actually treating the virus that's airborne, you know, in the space. And as we all are probably aware now, that the virus is transmitting through the air. So if you're able to treat it with this positive and negative ionization, then that's a great way to be able to help reduce the viral load in the space itself.
So Jason, how did you hear about this technology? And I'm curious, what was the review process for deciding to actually implement this across the McCall Donnelly School District?
Yeah, so we actually, one of my electricians seen a local newscast that had a restaurant in Boise that installed it in their restaurant, and he asked me to look into it. And I was on the phone the very next day with the GPS, which is the Global Plasma Solutions, and they connected me with Norbrin, and then Dan got a hold of me right away, and we started trading information and decided to do a trial. We did three classrooms at first just to see if we could get results. So,
Jason, what was the factor that was like, okay, we need to move forward with this? I'm curious to know if it was something as simple as, look, it gets super cold in McCall, right? We know that it snows. You can't necessarily just open up the windows in the schools, like, frankly, you might be able to get away with in the Treasure Valley in the winter. So what was it that was kind of that, you know, aha moment of, we need to do this?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's looking for that special something that's going to cure this or alleviate it. And so we're all kind of looking for that. Doing every kind of research. And this came across as a great solution for our environment. You're right, it's cold in McCall. We still have demand ventilation up there. However, it only works to a point. And with this needlepoint bipolar ionization, it just creates fresh air without bringing in such cold fresh air. So it just made sense. And when we tested the three classrooms, where our tangible proof is a device that counts the particulate matter in the room. And we were getting such positive results from that we decided that this is worth the investment to keep the staff and the kids healthy.
So Dan, your company is literally the boots on the ground here in the Treasure Valley. When an organization, let's say like a school district like McCall Donnelly calls, I'm curious about your process of working with these organizations and then actually putting this technology into use.
Yeah, so we go about it a couple of different ways. Sometimes, like in the case of McCall Donnelly, we'll work directly with the school district or the entity, whoever it is, to investigate their needs, figure out what kind of systems they have, HVAC systems they have in their space, and what they're looking for exactly. Sometimes that means a site visit. Sometimes we can review some HVAC plans and make a recommendation for the type of devices to implement and how many. Other times we work through our local contracting partners because they have relationships with facilities already, and they already know information about these buildings that are helpful. So once we're able to identify how many devices and what types, then we can provide a quote and move forward with installation if they when they decide to go forward.
So Charlie, I'm curious about how you demonstrate that this process is both effective and safe, because I'm going to be honest. I mean, I've read about, you know, these ionization processes. You know, there are organizations that are putting them in place, and I've been a little skeptical about it. Like, really, is that really going to work? So how do you demonstrate that, yes, this really is effective?
Well, the first thing we do is we go out to independent labs and we have them certify and validate the claims that we make. You always need to have backup documentation for anything that you state out there in the market. And so we went to an independent lab. They validated the technology does in fact inactivate, which is essentially the same as saying killing the virus, but in doctor terms, they like to hear inactivate the virus, 99.9% plus in a lab setting. And so we know that the technology can do that safe and effectively. And to your point, these ions that we're generating are already naturally occurring outdoors. If you go to a waterfall, you'll see high levels of ions, and you know, nature creates them automatically. And with our technology, the way to do it safely is without the formation of ozone as a byproduct. And that's what's key with needlepoint ionization, is that we are certified by Underwriters Laboratory, you know, UL. If you walk around your house and look at plugs, you're going to see a UL label on most of them. And that means we've been certified by another lab as safe and effective, not producing ozone and only producing the ions that will, in fact, inactivate this virus that everybody's worried about.
So Dan, I mean, the pandemic hopefully is not going to last. And certainly there is no shortage of gunk floating around in the air, right? That we breathe indoors that maybe we don't see or we don't think about. So what's the future of this technology once we get through the pandemic?
Yeah, I think the future of the technology is very similar to what the past of the technology has been, because it has been around for a while, pre-pandemic, pre-COVID. And so the benefits are, you know, go far beyond just treating the virus, but we can control VOCs within buildings, reduce odors, control bacteria on cooling coils inside HVAC equipment. There's a lot of different applications that make it suitable beyond the pandemic phase. And so from a supplier standpoint, we talk with customers and clients all the time recently through the pandemic, and a lot of solutions that are being considered are simple band-aids. They're costly upfront, and they'd be costly to operate long-term. And so a lot of people are planning just to spend a bunch of money right now on a solution that they know they're going to decommission or remove once the pandemic is over. So the beauty of needlepoint bipolar ionization is it's really low cost to operate, and it has benefits far beyond the pandemic. So those people that are choosing to install it now, we'll see benefit for 10, 15, 20 years to come.
I want to thank all three of you for coming on and talking to us about this. I think it's a really fascinating topic, so I appreciate your time. We've been talking with Jason Clay, Director of Operations for the McCall-Donnelly School District, Charlie Waddell, Global Plasma Solutions Founder and Chief Technical Officer Engineer, and Dan Russell of Norburn Equipment Company in Nampa. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.